clocking out.
Oh. Nothing. Nothing. Will I get fired if I say it? I've just never seen you so fashion forward before.
No, I mean it. It's, you know, progressive. No. It's innovative is the wrong word, but, well, I mean,
your shirt is buttoned wrong and your collar looks like it got into a fight, but I'm sure that that is just your inner creativity expressing itself.
No, I'm speaking as someone with a semi-decent understanding of the current job market.
Yeah.
You're a man of ambition. I'm a woman of comfort. You want me to give you a detailed report of my true thoughts and feelings, then you're going to have to up my pay grade to accommodate the risk. You know how it works. You know you're going to be late to the Callahan dinner.
No. No, you are not skipping it.
You had me send 4 separate confirmations. I spent my lunch break picking up your suit from the cleaner, and you already skipped the last 2.
Your grandmother can't die thrice.
Okay. You are the one who told me to knock you over the head and drag you there if that's what it took.
Hardly test the limits of my assigned duties, but it does test the limits of my patience.
All right. All right. Sit back.
Fixing your buttons. Don't argue.
Oh, you're gorgeous. You're a walking HR violation, but that has a tendency to disappoint certain investors. So, you know, if you really wanted to set an example, you could show up without shoes, too. That has the potential to be pretty fundamentally groundbreaking. You know, very Fashion Nova. And then maybe you could wear one of those, big inflatable balloons that deflate into muumuus. I've seen those on the catwalk. I would love to see that. But the shareholders probably don't have as good a sense of humor as I do. So, man, I don't know if you should transfer. God. Honestly, at this point, I am starting to believe the nepotism rumors. You do realize that you should know how to do this by now, right? You're a grown man. An executive, allegedly.
I can spell restaurant.
That was one time. Yeah, well, it was one time yesterday, so there. Now you look almost trustworthy. Or at least less like you climbed out of a window to get there. Oh, Weber from the Laurel office called. Says he needs you to sit through the Mercer project tomorrow. Wants you to take the lead on responding. I made a note. Oh, and since he is not going to be at the dinner tonight, he hopes that you will take the brunt of the crypto pitch that Jennings is apparently cooking up. Says he'll owe you. Didn't say how. Maybe he'll blow you.
Oh, you can't write me up for anything. I'm off the clock.
All right. Now for the big boy.
Yeah, of course I know how.
Well, okay, actually, hold on. Because it's been a minute. Okay, hey, I'm going off of memory here. Maybe if you actually wore one of these more than once a quarter, you wouldn't be having this humbling moment. No, I'm aiming that at you. Someone with a corner office and pretentiously ergonomic furniture. You just sure don't dress like it. That's all I'm saying. You okay?
Just, you know, this tie has seen better days. I don't think I've ever seen one so, wrinkly, but... also, your hands are shaking a little, and your collar was inside out. And your calendar reminder is blinking red. I can see it. And you just... I don't know. You're not usually quite this disheveled. I'm just saying, if you're trying to silently die of stress in here, I feel like I should at least be allowed to bill you for the overtime. You know, some of us don't have a fancy dinner waiting for us. We just have to hope that we can knot our boss's tie fast enough to get to the really good Jamaican place before they close. I'm just trying to close the gap. Keep you grounded. I also don't like to forfeit perfectly cooked oxtail. I mean... How are you already feeling? I mean, I understand the fear of upkeep, you know. Having to get my nails filled every couple of weeks is kind of a nightmare. You said you wouldn't talk about my mustache. You said you wouldn't talk about it. We had a pact. We had an agreement. Can you see it? No, that's right. You can't, because I stay on top of that shit. But I understand the fears going into it. My aunt just called my mom at 3 a.m. because she was worried that she couldn't meet the demand of the dog grooming market, and she's been turning poodles into pandas for 13 years. No, not professionally, but... Anyway, you just... You always talk like you fell into this job by accident, and I guess I just don't really understand, because I've been here since the last guy. I know what falling into a job actually looks like. Alright, let me ask you this. Do you think Weber is walking around doubting himself when he sends the interns to fetch his dry cleaning? No, answer it. Yeah, that's right. Please. You work twice as hard. You're three times as panicked, so what's going on there? That's fine. You can say that you're not sure if you deserve it. It's okay. But you shouldn't pretend that you haven't earned it. Of course I give you shit. You've earned that too. But if it makes you feel any better, I don't often dole it out like this to people I don't respect. You know, you are not exactly making a strong case for my continued loyalty here, all right? Because if you burn out, then I have to train your replacement. You know, technically you do, but ultimately it ends up falling to me. Oh, God, no. No, please, because they'd probably promote that guy from finance with the Bluetooth. You know exactly the one I'm talking about. Don't make me into the bad guy here. Such an ass. You know, I'd last a week before staging a very quiet, very polite coup. Well, it's hardly because you're the most dazzling executive I've ever met. What do you want me to say that? You know, but I do have a mortgage. Sorry. You are not slick. About yourself?
See, that's what I'm willing to knock you down a peg there. You cringe every time someone says, what's that word? Cross-functional. And you forget lunch twice a week. It's infuriating. You nod through half of legal's briefings. It's like you're hearing English for the very first time. No, you are not. Slick. But I've never seen you pass blame or blame politics. For all your very charming faults, you care. And you care enough to get in your own head about it, which is rare. Look, at a certain point, beggars can't be choosers. Whether you free climbed your way here or tripped up a very expensive staircase, I don't care. You're a good boss. And if you do fall, then it'll probably be more due to someone else's bullshit than your own. Unless you keep skipping out on dinners. Please don't do that. You know that they call me, right? You know that I end up having to hedge your calls. Yeah, well, they yell at their secretary and then she yells at me. I don't know what you want me to say. There is a system here. There is a food chain. There is a very horrible Rube Goldberg machine happening, and I do end up getting the brunt of it sometimes, and I would appreciate if you would take the effort necessary to make it so that that doesn't happen quite as much. Thank you. Oh, I listen in. Double-edged sword. Of course it's a double-edged sword. It's the name of the game. But you're the one holding it now. Might as well learn how to swing it. Or, at the very least, stop stabbing yourself with it. Where's your jacket? Ah. Oh my god, this is so crumpled. You know, some say that being uncomfortable with power is the trait of a good leader. Maybe you should listen to them. Me? Do you know, Aram, how relieved I have been to work for a person like you? I was about to call it quits when you started. I mean, you know that, right? Oh, I was gone. Have I not told you this? I was about to put in my 2 weeks' notice when I saw you dealing with those assholes from sales. Oh my god, they had been such little fucking terrors for so long. And asshole number three, who came before you, barely did anything. Just let them turn the workplace into a cesspit. I mean, I was pretty far removed from them, but I remember hearing the kind of shit that they would get up to, and people had been complaining about the office environment for years, years, and eventually the complaints had just run dry because everybody knew that there was nothing that would be done because they consistently brought in these big accounts and... But then you came, and you didn't even flinch. Well, I know you did. Privately. What, you think I don't know everything that goes on behind these doors? I saw it. I saw that you were struggling, even then. But you kept this big, stupid head up, sir. And... and you fixed it. I mean, it took time. Well... I don't know, that's funny, because I told myself that I wouldn't wait that long. But... Yeah. I did. A question for the ages. Maybe it's because... You clean up so nice. Your eyebrows are going kind of crazy, though. is shaking again. You know what else you've got that those other guys don't? A very supportive secretary.
You do. Do you realize how rare that is? Do you? I mean, really. Normally, you would get someone blowing smoke up your ass while rolling her eyes behind your back. And I know. I've seen it. I've done it. Well, maybe once or twice with you. Point is, you lucked out. You know? You've got a resilient, genuine girl who occasionally wipes up your messes and reschedules your dinners and reformats your memos because she thinks you're... well, kind of an upstanding guy. I mean, if you are a pain in the ass. If you want to show me your gratitude, you could offer me more vacation days. That's always on the table. Oh, jeez. No, I don't need to. You're cheaping out on me now. I just gave you this whole spiel, this big pitch all about you, and now. I don't know. Okay, well, do I get immunity? Do I get immunity for asking? Okay.
No, I don't think I don't think that you're going to be able to guess that. I mean, you can certainly try, but I just...
What am I going to do with a yacht? You won't give me more vacations, but you'll give me a boat. No, that would just stress me out, and me being stressed out would stress you out further. What do you really think that this is going to work for either of us? I don't think so. I have an idea, maybe, that would help you relax a little bit. It wouldn't require a boat or a license or any sort of... Well, I'll tell you, if you would close your mouth for just 1 second, if you would let me just tell you, then maybe we could get to it. Okay. Are you done? Are you good? Okay. Brainwave. You should fuck me. Might shake the stress out. Could be good for morale. Come on. What, you think you're the only one of them that's fucking his secretary? Do you? Yeah. No. Differences. I wouldn't be doing it for the job security. If I wanted a promotion, first of all, promotion to what? Secondly, if I wanted something like that, then, you know, I would have been laughing at your jokes this whole time and pretending not to know where any of the skeletons are buried. But I'm here with you, willing to become one of your skeletons. Be one of mine. So. You want the morale boost or not? I don't know. Maybe it's because I think you're too in your head and liable to blow some big murder when you make yourself sick all over the hors d'oeuvres. Or maybe I've always wanted you to bend me over your desk after I give you shit about your paperwork 60/40. It's whichever percentage you want it to be. So. Mm-hmm.
Jesus. All of a sudden, someone is feeling very decisive. You better hope that none of that was important, because I recognize that folder and I am not reorganizing it for you. Not again. No. Pay me. Get my necklace out of your mouth. It was my grandmother's. So, you're gross. Fire me, son. Baby, fire me. Those are your two options. I could potentially be convinced to accept this experiment, sure. I suppose it could count as a benefit. Why, what sort of regularity can I expect? Yeah. I could probably pencil this into your schedule. Yeah, every Monday at 2. Tuesday at 1. I know you typically have your meetings around 3, so that'll give you enough time to recuperate. And then on Wednesdays. How about we take a break? Wednesdays. Yeah, I'm very heated, full of temptation, maybe a few close calls in the copy room. But then on Thursday, we. All the time. The times you piss me off, and whenever you make me proud. And all the times that, you know, you just look really, really good. I mean, I'm not alone in that, right? Surely you fantasize at least half as often as I do for you. Hopefully more, because I do wear those skirts sometimes just to get under your skin. Wait. That was very nice. As much as I appreciate the intent, you're the one feeling frazzled here. No. Let me remind who you are. Who's in charge? Flattering. don't know. Let me get one more shot. Who is the boss? That's right. So hard to reassure you. Just rub it on me. You've teased me enough. If you don't do something about it in the next 10 seconds, I am putting myself in for hazard pay. You are You are. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck, I can feel your fucking heartbeat. This pent up the whole time. No wonder you're always stressed. Remember when you tore through that analytics presentation? After they sprung it on you with 20 minutes notice. Nothing. I just thought it was hot. Oh, see? I don't know if you are looking for... career change. Maybe this is what you wanted to do.
No, sir. Unless you want me to. Go fuck.
God, you feel so good. It's actually pissing me off.
Oh, fuck, why did we wait this long?
I thought we had already established that I think about it all the time.
I mean, you're the boss. You're in charge. It's up to you to bend me over your desk and push up my skirt. I know I usually wear thongs or nothing at all. Yeah, because of panty lines. But also the threat of you.
Oh God. Oh, you feel so good. So...
Please, please don't stop. Please don't stop. Sir.
Fuck, you really are the best thing about this job. Just like that. Oh, fuck all your stress out. Oh, come on. I can take it. I can take it. I'll take it. I'll take it. Fuck. Just keep going. I'll take anything you give me, sir. Yes. 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 God, please use me. Use
with me, please. Oh, God. This is it. Oh, God, the fucking janitor better not hear this. Sorry, Leonard. See, you're such a good boss. Definitely going to be late. Fashionably, though, I think. Gonna have to cram that crypto pitch in between courses. What? And leave Weber high and dry? No? No purple hearts to place on the mantle? Well, if he really is offering a blowjob for your sacrifice, I've already got that covered. Though, who knows? He might be better than me. Only one way to find out. Yeah. You'll be okay. I know I said I didn't do this for a promotion. Oh god, my tights. But I wouldn't turn down a raise if it was based on my merits. Only professional ones, obviously. No worries. I made a whole list of my skills and expected duties during lunch today, so I'll email it to you Monday, maybe around 2. Guess this thing does have its uses. Knock 'em dead, boss. Or don't. I'll still be waiting for you Monday morning. You better clean all of that up.